I want to call your attention this morning just for a few minutes to the message that the angel gave the shepherds. And I read from Luke chapter 2. You don't need to turn there. But you remember how the shepherds were there keeping their sheep, and the angel, one angel to start with, came upon them. And the Bible says the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And here's what the Bible says. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And let's pray together. Father, in the next few minutes, would you just speak to our hearts? Thank you for the singing and for the message of the songs. And we read the Bible in the cantata. And I pray now, Father, that just for the next few minutes that we'd listen to the message that the angel gave the shepherd. Help us to see that it was not just a message for their day, but it's just as relevant today as it was way back then. Help us see the Savior this morning. And if there's somebody here that doesn't know Him as their personal Savior, then I pray in the next few minutes they'll make that decision to receive Christ. For it's in His name we pray. Amen. You know, if you were going to compare the world today to what it was like last Christmas, and at Christmas time in the year 2000, 365 days ago, the one thing that you could say and be right is that there's more fear in the world this year than there was last year. After the events of September the 11th, all people are just a little bit more fearful than they were at last Christmas season. I mean, we're still afraid of terrorists and where they might attack next. In fact, I read this morning there was a guy that had a bomb in his tennis shoe that got on a plane in Paris yesterday, and he was trying to light it, and the stewardess and several passengers overcame him and strapped him to a chair. They landed in Boston. He was arrested, but he actually had a fuse coming out of his tennis shoe with explosive and an ignition device in his shoe, and was ready to blow the plane and 200 people blow it up. And so we're still afraid of terrorists. We're still a little fearful of the anthrax that's been put in the mails and sent to innocent people. Many people are afraid of the economy and what's going to happen when the new year comes. And so the message that the angel gave to the shepherd of fear not is still a message that we need to hear today. Fear not. Don't be afraid, the angel says. And he says, behold. And what he was saying when he said that word, behold, he said, hey, pay attention. I've got something important that I need to tell you. Yeah, and I'm sure some of the shepherds maybe were sort of dozing off as it got dark that night. And they were doing something that they'd done over and over again as they watched their sheep. And when the angel came and he said that word, behold, he was saying, hey, wake up! I've got something that every single person needs to hear. And I say the same thing to every person here this morning. Behold, I have a message from God that's directed at every single person that's sitting in this room this morning. Not just those that are not saved, not just those that haven't been to church every morning, but a message that the oldest Christian, the youngest Christian, and those that don't know Christ, every single person needs to hear. Behold, he says, I bring you good tidings. He says, I've got some good news for you. Many of us could use good news this morning. Many of us have folks that we love that have cancer or are facing an uncertain future. Many of us are facing an uncertain tomorrow. And we need to hear some good news that transcends our circumstances, good news that overcomes all the bad news and the burdens that we're called to bear. He says, behold, pay attention. I've got some good news. And he says, it's going to bring you great joy. Joy, not happiness. Happiness is determined by our circumstances. But joy, that feeling that is in our hearts that only comes from God, where we know that everything's all right between us and God. And it's not just joy. The angel says, it's great joy. Great joy, so great. I've been sent from God to give you this message. And notice what it says. It shall be to all people. The message that the angel brought that night wasn't just to the shepherd. It wasn't just to those people that were gathered around Bethlehem. It wasn't just to the Jews. It wasn't just to the people that lived in that day. The message that the angel brought to the shepherd when he says it's good tidings of great joy which shall be to all people. That means every single person sitting in this room this morning, the message was directed towards you. That means every person in Japan and every person in China and every person in India and every person in South America and every person in Europe and every person in Canada and every person in Mexico and every person in all 50 states and in every city and in all those 50 states and in every home and every city and every community, that angel delivered a message to all of us, to every single one of us, a message of good tidings and great joy. And then he says, for unto you is born. When he said all, he encompassed the whole world. But when he said unto you is born, he made it personal. He speaks to every single individual. When he says unto you is born, you as an individual, you as a single solitary person, I truly believe this with all my heart. If David over here was the only sinner in the whole world, the angel would have came that night and said to you, David, unto you is born a Savior. Unto you. And I want you to notice what it says. Unto you was born this day. This day. This gospel that we preach is a gospel for this day. I mean, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time, the Bible says. Today. We no longer have to wait for God to do anything. When the angel gave the message to this, the story was just starting to happen. I mean, it had been foretold for many, many years, but God was just putting the implementation of it into gear. He was just starting with the Savior born. But the message comes to us, each one of us as an individual today. Unto you is born. Unto you is born. Unto you is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Notice he says, in the city of David, in the city of Bethlehem. Way back in Micah 100 years ago, hundreds of years before this event happened, Micah chapter 5, verse 2, the prophet wrote, Bethlehem, you're the place where the Savior's going to be born. And I don't have time this morning. There's hundreds of scriptures in the Old Testament that talked about the Savior that would be born. And Jesus fulfilled every one of those prophecies. The word I want you to notice most of all in this message from the angel to all of us and yet to you and to me as individuals is this. He's a Savior. He's a Savior. He's a Savior. Now if he's a Savior, that implies that we need to be saved from something. And what we need to be saved from is our sin. Because the Bible teaches us very plainly in many, many places that all of us are sinners. You mean, preacher, that you're a sinner? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I say with Paul, I'm one of the chiefest of sinners. And so is every single person in this room. We're all sinners. There's none righteous, no, not one. Yet we may look pretty good when we compare ourselves to one another, but when we compare ourselves to Jesus Christ, we all fall short. And the Bible says because of that sin, there's a penalty that we have to pay. The wages of sin is death. Not just physical death, but spiritual death. Being separated from God forever and ever. For all eternity. All eternity. Being separated from God. And that's what every single sinner here this morning deserves. That's what I deserve. I deserve to be separated from God forever. There's nothing good about me that I could plead to God and say, "Dear God, here's my goodness. Don't you think it deserves heaven? Here's all the good things I've done. Don't you think I deserve to live with you forever? I mean, here's all my righteousnesses that I can offer up. Don't you think that I should be able to go to heaven and live with the angels and live with you forever and ever?" And God looks at all my goodness and all my righteousness and He says, "I'm sorry. In my sight is filthy rags." And so what I deserve this morning and what every single sinner here this morning deserves is to be separated from God forever and ever in that place called hell. That's what we need to be saved from. And that's what the Savior came to save us from. The Savior said, as he was born here in Bethlehem, as He lived a perfect life, the Bible says He was tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. And He, when it came to that to that time that we celebrated Easter, when they took Him and they nailed Him to a cross and they crucified Him, it was for no sin that He committed. It was for no wrongdoing that He did. It wasn't for no evil thought that he thunk or thought in His head. It was because of my sin and because of your sin. He took them all upon Himself. He took them to Calvary and He paid the price for my sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm saved this morning because I have a Savior who loved me enough to take all of my sin and take it to Calvary and die. And then the angel said, "Fear not." Let me just read it again. "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." And then notice what he says. He didn't want us to mistake it. "Which is Christ the Lord." Which is Christ the Lord. There is no other Savior. There is no other remedy for our sin but Jesus. He said in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." And this morning, and I don't mean to be rude, and I don't mean to be blunt, but I'm going to be both. Every single person here is a sinner. Every single person. I don't care how good you think you are. I don't care how many good deeds that you've done. You stack yourself up against Jesus and you'll see that you're a sinner. And there's a penalty for that sin. The Bible's true. The wages, what you owe for sin, is spiritual death, being separated from God forever. Jesus went to the cross for you. If you were the only sinner, if I was the only sinner in the whole world, if you were the only sinner in the whole world, He wouldn't have went to the cross for you. And the Bible says that in order to get heaven, in order to get our sins taken care of, in order to get right with our God, what we have to do is receive Jesus. In John 1:12, the Bible says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God." This season is a season of giving, but it's also a season of receiving. Most of us will receive gifts, if we haven't already, over the next few days. And the act of receiving is very simple. You simply take what somebody gives you. It's the same thing when it comes to Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And what you need to do, if you haven't yet, is receive Him. Take Him. The greatest gift that God gave us was Jesus. Don't turn Him away. Don't say no. Don't refuse that gift. Take it this morning. If you're a Christian, you rejoice because you have. If you're on your way to heaven, you say, "Glory to God in the highest. I know I'm saved because of what Jesus did for me." I want you to come in just a moment. We're going to sing an invitation song. We're going to sing 240, "Just As I Am." That's how I want you to come. you're here today and you've never been saved, you come just like you are. Without any plea, but that the blood of Jesus was shed for you. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the blessed Christmas message. Thank you for sending Jesus into the world to live for us and then to die for us. And I pray for every single person that's here this morning, especially for those that have never asked Christ to be their Savior. We've sung about it this morning. We've read the Bible about it this morning. We've preached about it this morning. Now it's up to them. They simply have to take it. And I pray that every single person that's here that doesn't know Christ, never received the gift of salvation, would reach out this morning and just say, "Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve that punishment, but I'm trusting you and you alone to make me right with God and to take care of all my sins." Help them pray that prayer this morning, Father. Help them to mean it. Every person that doesn't know Christ, help them to ask Jesus to be their Savior. And for the Christians that are here, thank you for reminding us of what we have. Thank you for reminding us of what Christmas is all about. Help us to keep Christ in the center of it this year. Help us to share him with somebody else. The good news, the great joy that the angel talked about. Bless the invitation. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Instruct us. And help us to be obedient as you lead. For in Christ's name we pray. Amen.